Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
There's a new spin on Egg McMuffins, or really any McDonald's order. How can you get this? Well, it's Elizabeth and Radar. What you need to know on the go is it's all to help underserved kids. Sharp Literacy, celebrating 10 years of creativity and community with the 10th annual Unwrapped MKE on Thursday, May 28th, 5 to 8 at 3rd Street Market Hall. This is really cool because it's a bold culinary challenge, and it started like a decade ago. One of Milwaukee's most unique food events. Top local chefs from around the area turn McDonald's ingredients, thank you McDonald's for donating all these ingredients, into these elevated fine dining creations. So, you know, maybe you'll say, oh, I'm going to make a fluffy egg medallion seared Canadian bacon molten cheese on an English muffin.
When you mentioned
what did you just order?
When you mentioned that earlier, it sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. It really does. And I like how you said it's McDonald's elevated.
Big time, yeah.
Like, this is where there's not going to be plastic silverware.
And right. Over the years, Unwrapped MKE, Unwrapped Milwaukee, has raised nearly $700,000 to support Sharp's award-winning STEAM programs. They've reached over 8,000 students across the Southeast Wisconsin area, plus year-round and summer learning programs in those underserved communities. So you can get those tickets at sharpliteracy.org. And you can be part of it and get yourself some McDonald's. Now, there's a lot of chefs that'll just take McDonald's ingredients and make them into their own dishes. But yeah, have some fun with that.
It's such a great program. And for our new mixers that are listening, even out in the West in the Madison area, Sharp Literacy is incredible because it really teaches these young kids life skills. I mean, you think about science and math and history and English, and all of that is really important. But how about teaching kids that are underserved about where your food comes from and about what's going on with farming, especially in our state like Wisconsin, and educating them on all these different life skills that we all had to learn at some point, and to be able to show these kids different job opportunities and just what the world is about. It's an incredible organization. We are so fortunate to have it here in Wisconsin.
A lot of times kids will learn that, oh yeah, potatoes grow in the garden. Some of the underserved communities will go to their garden where Sharp grows things, and they'll be like, I didn't know potatoes came from the ground. It's a huge thing. And then Sharp will also let them take the potatoes home and make them at home. And then they can tell their parents. Yes, exactly. And tell all their family. This came from the ground right here in Milwaukee or Madison area. Boom, we're going to put it on the plate. That's how it works. And there's also kids like in second and third grade that are coding. They know computers better than you and I do, Elizabeth.
I need their help.
You do?
Because just yesterday, right on I Ron with IT, you remember?
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Can you help out this mixer who said in the text, my wife recently became close with a coworker who's constantly positive and smiling, which she loves because it lifts her up. I'm not against that, but it makes me suspicious. No one is always that happy, and it feels like she's hiding something or putting up a front. Now my wife is upset and doesn't want me around her friend. I said I'm fine being around her. I just don't fully trust it. She called me mean. So am I being a mean husband, or do I have a point? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. You know those people that you meet and you're like, something just feels off. This feels just a little too good to
be true.
They're
always happy. Everything's always perfect.
I can remember I had a woman when I was working at Victoria's Secret that I was trying to help her find bras or whatever, and I was at work. I was putting my best foot forward. I was having a good day. I enjoyed working there. And I was smiling and helping her and trying to be friendly because I'm paid to do that. And when I was checking her out, I remember her looking at me and going, so what are you so happy about?
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was 18, 19 years old at the time.
Know.
And I looked at her and said, I love my job. And she's like, really? Okay. Well, I think it's weird. And I just remember thinking in that moment, I'm really young, thinking, this says way more about this woman than it does about me.
She's got something going on.
I'm here at work. It's customer service. I'm supposed to be nice and friendly.
So is that what you think about this text? Do you think the coworker is like...
I think this husband is grumpy.
That's what I meant, yeah.
I think this says more about this husband, that he's skeptical because, so who cares? Your wife has a friend at work who's happy and in a good mood and positive. Wouldn't you rather have your wife be around that during the day than negative energy and the mean people and the Debbie Downers? Because guess what? She's going to bring that energy home.
Then she comes home all happy and he's all grumpy. He had a long day. He's all under stress and it's like, ugh, you and your happiness, ugh. Kind of like the Grinch.
It does sound like the Grinch. And I'm sorry, Mixer, if you're giving your wife a hard time that she's friends with this happy-go-lucky good person at work, I think it makes you come across really unsupported. And she called you mean, and I'm going to agree with that. I think you are being a mean husband. What do you care? She's got a friend at work that makes her happy. Good.
Well,
are you jealous because you're not the one making her happy?
Maybe it's jealousy there. Exactly.
See, a little bit of that projection.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you think about this text roulette? Mixed family, 414-432-1099. Husband doesn't think it's normal that the wife has this coworker that's constantly positive and smiling. He thinks she's hiding something or putting up a front, and now the wife's upset and is calling the husband mean. Do you think the husband has a point? Rhonda, thank you for calling in for Text Roulette. What would you say to this mixed husband whose wife is calling him mean because he doesn't buy that this coworker of hers, this new friend at work, is always happy,
she's a fake,
always positive? And the husband said, I think it's suspicious and no one's that happy all the time. What do you think about this, Rhonda?
I think it's like the dumbest situation. I think like, so what? Let her have a friend at work and don't get involved.
Yes.
Like, why does he care? Who cares?
Who cares?
If that makes her job good and she's enjoying a new friend, great.
And also, you're not with this person 24/7. Of course, they're not happy all the time. Here's the thing. We've got this mixer, and maybe Rhonda, you've heard this mixer before. Call into the show. It is Kim from Franklin. Kim from Franklin, awesome. I have known for 18 years. I've met Kim's family, Kim's kids. I've been to Kim's house. And I have to tell you, Kim is truly someone that always finds the blessing and the lesson in all aspects. Like when there was even the parade tragedy in Waukesha, that morning, Radar, we got Kim from Franklin on the
Kim
show because
on.
We're like, we need to try to find some positives, or how can we look at this and try to not feel so sad? And she brings it all the time, but she's also really realistic. But don't you think, Rhonda, like being around those people, that's a good thing. We need more of that in this world.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. I love those kind of people. I wish we all could do that. But being around a person like that makes you like that. So he should be happy that his wife is, around positive energy.
Yes.
All day.
Yeah, yeah. Are you around a lot of positive people at work? Or is there like that one grump or a few grumps at work that you're like, oh, I'm going the other way?
No, I got a couple of grumps there, you know, and like I definitely look forward to the bright sunshine that comes in, be it, you know, someone from the outside or someone I work with.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, from this wife's perspective, hearing the husband be so critical about this positive and friendly, happy coworker, I think makes the wife feel like the husband's criticizing her for no reason. She found someone that makes her feel good, and now she feels like she's got to choose between them or like manage his emotions and hers. He's got to look at himself. And I'm going to say it. You're being the grump and you are being mean. And you need to just back off. She's got a coworker she likes at work. It's a good friend. Good.
Look, Grumple Stillskin, stop it.
There you go.
Be happy.
There
Be
you
happy,
go.
Happy, she's happy. What do they say? Happy spouse, happy house?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Well, and everyone's texting the same thing, that it sounds like this guy's projecting and he's being the grump. Rhonda, thank you for calling in. I don't know anybody's going to agree with him. Sorry, Mixer. I know we're being harsh, but we think you're being a little harsh towards your wife and her friend at work. So I think you need to just mind your business. She's happy. You're happy. Thanks so much for calling in, Rhonda.
Okay, bye, guys.
When you see a car on the side of the road with her flashers on, I don't know about you, but I sometimes kind of glance over. I wonder to myself, oh, hope everything's okay. What's going on? Because this morning, that was me on I-94 eastbound, driving into work because there was an emergency situation that happened when I was alone in the car. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And it's just crazy how this even happened, because this morning, of all the mornings, to wear white pants is when this emergency happened.
Oh, no. Now, what?
Look.
Are they ruined?
I don't know. So yesterday, my husband was out running some errands, and he picked me up Starbucks. Now, this was in that window of, I'm not drinking coffee, I'm not going to go to bed. This is about 3:30 in the afternoon. He was going to have a late night, and he was looking to get some caffeine. So he bought me some Starbucks, an iced drink. You can picture what the iced drinks look like when you go to a coffee shop. These plastic cups with the plastic lids. And he said, I bought this for you. You're probably not going to drink it now, but you can drink it in the morning. Awesome. What a treat. So I get ready for work. I'm wearing my Brewers gear because we're going to be on WISN 12 News talking about the Brewers in town for Mother's Day. And I'm wearing white pants. And I put everything in the car. I start driving. And I'm just past Steinhoffel's. And I finally pick up my plastic cup to take a drink.
What you got in there, by
this
the way?
This is the iced brown sugar oat shaken espresso.
Oh boy, that'll wake you up. Okay, yeah.
Right.
But you really slammed that, or?
Well, the lid wasn't on all the way.
Oh no.
When are these lids not on?
No.
So I went to grab it and I take a drink. And immediately when I started to take a drink, I had a moment where I'm like, why does this lid feel weird? Because it wasn't like hitting my lips normally.
Yeah, kind of.
And too late, that's when I realized.
Spillage.
It spilled. Thankfully, I have a dark blue Brewer shirt on, and I have a little, like, I tied up this shirt to make it cute, but I hadn't tied it yet, so it's kind of covering my lap, but it gets in between my legs, in between my thighs, my crotch.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Exactly.
What are we talking about here? Coffee or something else?
And it's on my arm, and I'm driving about 80, maybe a little more, on the interstate.
I believe that is karma right there. You should not be speeding. It's telling you, you know what that is? That's the universe telling you, slow down, Elizabeth. Here, we're going to make you slow down.
Don't. So I very carefully put the drink back down because I don't want to spill more. I hit my flashers. And I'm trying to like get over to get to the side of the freeway.
Wait, you hit the flashers first, not the turn signal to get over to the right?
No, I hit the flashers.
Oh my gosh. What? You could have caused other people to spill.
I did put the turn signal. What? Do they both register at the same time? I had the turn signal on then after that.
Maybe it overrides, but yeah.
Well, I'm saying all the swear words. More so because of my white pants. And so I get over.
My pants!
I had just filled the car with napkins.
Napkins!
I went to Culver's couple days before.
Yeah.
And we had no napkins, so thank God I had those.
I pulled over
and I'm dabbing myself everywhere. I don't know if my pants are ruined or not. And then I texted Radar and I'm like, hey man, going to be into work a little late because I've had to pull over now because I've spilled coffee all over myself.
She wet herself.
I don't know about these white pants though. I don't really mess with bleach and things like that. I need to call my mom and find out how to like make sure I can bleach these pants and not That doesn't ruin them. Right? I mean, you just throw bleach in there?
They're white, yeah. Just put a, don't go too crazy, but just put a little bit on there.
It's pretty gross in that area down there. You saw me.
More ways than one, apparently.
If you saw me, you'd wonder what the heck happened. But producer Wills, he just grabbed his mic. He's got something to say. Did you ever spill all over yourself, producer Will?
Yes, actually. When I was working for Jimmy John's delivering sandwiches,
Freaky
fast. A little too freaky fast. I had this drink carrier with four large Cokes.
Oh,
and I had one hand on it because it wasn't super steady.
Is it sitting on your seat or in your console?
My middle console.
Okay.
And I'm taking a right turn, a little too sharp. And if I don't put both hands on the wheel, I'm gonna T-bone someone. So I take my hand off the drink to do my turn.
You gotta be safe.
Gotta be safe. And then all four large drinks spill all over my lap in my middle console. The little outlet where you put your phone charger in is like underwater.
Under Coke.
And I'm like, oh my God. I visibly screamed. A bad word.
I'm sure you went through the dictionary, but all right.
Yeah, I had to pull over. Thank God I keep a large napkin supply, able to dab them up. But then I went back to the store, and they're like, oh, Will, good, you're back. We need you to do X, Y, and Z. I'm like, no, I didn't make my delivery yet. I need new drinks and new pants.
If you've ever spilled on yourself, you probably want to know the tips and tricks to get the stain out. And what if it's white pants, everybody? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And I was telling the story about how the coffee lid on top of my Starbucks was not fully secured. And I spilled all over my white pants. So am I bleaching? Am I using Shout? What am I doing? And Bayview Boomer Lori is calling in to help. Thank you so much, Lori. I know other people have these kinds of issues when it comes to white pants, especially this time of the year. So what's your advice?
Okay, here's the deal, Elizabeth. My family calls me the laundry master.
Oh.
And I keep a clean, brand new 5-gallon pail in my laundry room.
Now, I have that.
What you need to do is just take one full scoop of OxiClean, put it in the pail, dissolve it, soak those pants overnight, and it will be gone, and they will be white, and you will not ruin them with bleach.
Oh, so no bleach use at all.
That's my
soaking
fear
overnight
with,
there.
With the
all
bleach.
Right.
Okay, but what temperature am I soaking these things in?
Oh, well, you know, if you start it at warm, it's just going to get cold anyways.
Right, so, but should I start it with warm?
Yeah, just start it with warm. It doesn't have to be blasting hot, but you want to dissolve that OxiClean.
All right, and then when I do that, so wait, dissolve the OxiClean first and then put the pants in, or just put it all in at once?
Nope. Dissolve the OxiClean first, then put the pants in.
All right, and then do I wash the pants then afterwards, or can I just throw them in the dryer?
Just wash them like normal.
The late Billy Mays, who always promoted OxiClean, will be so proud. He'll be looking down on you going, yes, get that stain out right now with OxiClean.
Yeah, you know, bleach will, if you splash it on what you're wearing, you're going to ruin what you're wearing. And eventually it wears away the fabric and the threads.
That's what
everything.
I'm saying. I have had bad experiences with bleach. I remember when Brayson was playing football and baseball back in the day, and I'd have to bleach out those grass stains and stuff.
Yep.
I feel like those pants never looked the same. I don't know if I was doing it wrong or what. I mean, it did get the stains out, but they went back to the program, so that was for them to deal with, I suppose. I really get nervous about bleach. But OxiClean, going to try that. We've got other people saying use a toothbrush and Shout spray. Scrub it out.
Mm, that's a lot of work.
You're just like, drop it in, drop the pants.
Do that, right, exactly.
Thank you so much, because, of course, I just bought these white pants, and now I spilled. This is why I don't wear white.
Start soaking them right now.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Good morning, mixers. Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
You would think that most celebrities have an ego, want everybody to know their name. I mean, listen, Jason Derulo says his name all the time at the beginning and end of all of his songs.
Jason Derulo!
Branding, branding, branding. Well, Kylie Kelce, married to Jason Kelce, who is a celebrity and has her own podcast, she was a question on Jeopardy, and the contestants didn't know the answer was her. Take a listen to her talking on her Not Gonna Lie podcast that she's thrilled about that.
Her name is Kylie Kelce.
Exactly. Nobody knew it. And that is how I like it. Okay. This was a great reference point. People shouldn't know who I am.
But shouldn't they? Because you have a podcast you're promoting.
You are promoting a podcast.
You're not going to, if you don't know who she is, you're not going to go and look for Taylor Swift's future sister-in-law's podcast. You're just...
I bet you, though, that's how people Google it. I mean, I bet.
Probably.
I
What's
bet.
Her name? I don't know.
But
Kelce
I think
something.
I think it just shows that she is comfortable in her own skin. So if her star continues to get brighter, great. If it doesn't, she's fine with that, too. I mean, she seems like she's one of those people, and her husband Jason has described her like this, that what you see is what you get. She doesn't try to be anything that she's not except herself. And we all admire that about Kylie Kelce.
Number two.
It's a big weekend, everybody. Hopefully you haven't forgotten. It's Mother's Day weekend. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
It's Mother's Day, and get this, I saw that Americans are expected to spend a record $38 billion. Yeah, $38 billion, and if you combine that with what's spent on Father's Day, that's $38 billion.
You're a dad. Do you feel like you get gypped?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I don't. My kids handle things now. Like, they got mom a very expensive, I think it's a Kate Spade purse. They all chipped in and got that, and I was like, can you put my name on that, too? I'll help you pay for it. Here's $10.
Number one.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation about Mother's Day. Jimmy Fallon did a funny man-on-the-street bit with one of his members of his team that went out and found moms strolling along with their kids and asked them, hey, do you remember when you conceived your children?
So we're out here, we're talking to kids with their moms about Mother's Day, and we're trying to kind of take it back to where it all started, conception. Do you remember conceiving your girls?
Yes. This one, my husband and I had to sneak into my son's room because he was sleeping in our bed.
No.
And my son had like Finding Nemo sheets on his bed.
Mom, don't say this.
It's true. And it was not hot, but you know, my husband was desperate, so.
And he found Nemo.
Oh, love it, love
Man
it, love it.
And more.
You know what? At brunch, let's bring that up. Let's have that conversation at
Ew.
Brunch. Alex from Heartland was caller number 9 for a chance to win $1,000 in the Mix Mega Minute. Hey, Alex, you've got Elizabeth and Radar. We know that you were listening with Brett Andrews yesterday at 4:05 with the cheat sheet, so you know the first question and answer. Well done. We've got 60 seconds, 10 trivia questions. You can say pass at any time, and we'll circle back if we have time. I think we're going to get a winner today on a Friday. I'm feeling positive.
Alex, how about you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
All right.
All right. So the time starts as soon as we read the first question. Here we go, Alex. What constellation is also known as
the Major?
Correct. What family member is celebrated on Mother's Day?
Mothers.
Correct. What Great Lake is next to Milwaukee?
Lake Michigan.
Correct. 2 + 3 =
5.
Correct. The Sanderson sisters are from what movie?
Hocus Pocus.
Correct. Which color is associated with Barbie dolls?
Pink.
Correct. In what U.S. state is Disney World in?
Orlando.
In what U.S. state?
Oh, Florida.
Correct. This is the only bird that can fly backwards.
Hummingbird.
Correct. Which planet has the longest day?
Neptune.
Incorrect. What would you be studying if you saw arches, whorls, and loops?
Bridges?
Incorrect. Which planet has the longest day?
Jupiter.
Alex! You were doing so well, my friend. You got there.
Oh, Alex, you got 8 out of 10. These are the two I was feeling were going to be tough. These last two questions. Which planet has the longest day? It's Venus, which has the equivalent of 234 Earth days. That rotation is pretty slow. What would you be studying if you saw arches, whorls, and loops? Bridges wasn't a bad guess, but it's fingerprints.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Alex, nice try.
Buddy, you're there. You're almost there. You had a sweat in there, like excited sweating. You're like, here we go.
You knew that first one. What constellation is known as the Great Bear, Ursa Major, because you were listening. So
yes.
Brett Andrews has the cheat sheet at 4:05 this afternoon for your chance to get coming up Monday's first question and answer. Alex, nice try, man. Thanks so much for playing the Mix Mega Minute.
And you can play again.
I will. Thanks.
When did your mom bail you out of a jam, of anything? Maybe you were a kid. Maybe you're an adult and mom bailed you out. You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the Mix. With Mother's Day fast approaching, decided, you know what, we need to salute moms and all they've done.
Moms are the best. We love you, Mom.
And yes, they've done nice things for you, but they've also kind of had your back, even when you were probably wrong, like me.
See, that's the difference between your mom and my mom. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on the Mix. And my mom is probably listening to this right now. If we were in the wrong, mom was not one of those that was going to like swoop in and make it right. Nope. She'd be on board with whoever was getting.
Dad did that for you, right?
Exactly. Dad was such a softie having four daughters. He knew the second you'd start crying, immediately. No. Our mom would see through those tears and be like, you are crying because you messed up.
I think it's the mom-daughter thing where, you know,
yes.
like, you got to be tougher.
Yes.
And then, you know, dads and sons, you're like, oh, you got to be tougher. Oh, don't be so hard on him.
What? In our house, exactly. There would be times that Eric was kind of like the bad cop. He'd come down pretty hard on Brayson.
Yeah.
And I would be the one. You are so right about that, Radar. Where I would say to Eric, like, you are being too tough on him. He knows what he did was not right. He heard you the first time. You don't have to keep coming at him.
So moms like to do that kind of thing. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. My wife Jess does that to me. Has been doing that for the past 20, almost 27 years with our son Bones. Why are you so hard on him? Why are you yelling at him? What? Why do you baby him? And then when it comes to the daughter, she's like, "Lady, you're going to be tougher, girls. Come on. I raised you to be tougher." And I go, "Oh, but they're my girls." So like my mom would stick up for me. And one time I really messed up. And I love talking about this because I talked to my mom about this all the time. She's like, "Oh gosh, yes. I never should have did this for you." So we were in the city street where I lived. And next to us, there was like a field that they decided to develop into this new housing area, new subdivision. And while they were putting the street in, construction workers, road workers were putting fresh tar down, and then they'd go all the way around, and then they started at the other side. So the fresh tar, like right next to our area that was older, mm-hmm. we're like, ooh, cool, fresh tar. So I drove my bike through it. I thought that was neat because it was spraying all over. I didn't know it didn't come off.
Tar?
I was like 10. I didn't know this.
I was just talking about spilling coffee on my white pants.
Yeah,
and you just drove through tar.
Yeah, they spray that
in
down.
Your bike and yeah. got it everywhere.
And then they put the gravel down, whatever. I don't know.
Boys,
what doing.
Man.
So I'm like, this is really cool. I want to go tell Kurt Preble, my buddy, who lives right on the corner. And you could see from his house that all the construction trucks and tractors and construction vehicles. It was so cool. So I'm like, I'm going to go zip up there. I go up there, park the bike, ring the doorbell. It's summertime, you know, so it's early. His parents are gone to work. No answer. I'm like, oh, man, are you not going to answer me? So I got in my head, my stupid head. You know what? If you're not going to answer the door, I'm going to start making marks in your driveway.
With your bike.
That's what I did as a kid. I thought this was a fun punishment for not answering. I knew he was in there, but he was probably sleeping. I'm like, I'm going to do this. So I went back into the tar. And drove through there. Got some fresh tar.
Radar.
And then
you
drove.
You know how bad this is.
I started doing figure eights. Up the driveway, down the driveway, up the driveway, down the driveway. And I was like, yeah, that'll teach you. Well, later on that day, or like an hour later.
Did you think you weren't going to get caught?
Like an hour later, Kurt comes running over and he's like, dude, the driveway, that stuff doesn't come off. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It doesn't come off. Whatever. You didn't answer the door. I decided to get mad and do this.
What a sass.
So his mom came home and said, oh my gosh, this is destroyed.
It's horrible, Radar. That's horrible.
It was probably 75 figure eights. I mean, I'm exaggerating there, but there was a lot. It wasn't just like one time through. So this tar had sat for a while. It's dry. So
that's really bad, man.
His mom calls my mom because I told Kurt, I said, yeah, I did that. I was proud of it too. So my mom gets woke up because she works second shift. She gets woke up. She comes running down the street. Here she is in her robe. She's like, what happened? Mrs. Preble said there's an emergency or something. And I'm like, it's not an emergency, Mom. I drove through tar and then drove on his driveway. She's like, you did what? Screaming up and down 7th Avenue. And I went, I don't know. What's wrong with that? It's not going to come off. That's permanent.
Is that when you realized in your little kid brain, is that the moment you realized how bad it was what you did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's really bad.
When she threw her hands up or grabbed her face or grabbed
and
her neck.
And your mom got upset.
And then she went like sort of running back to our house because we were like five houses down. I was like, oh my gosh, she is really not happy with this.
I messed up.
She's in the backyard filling this bucket with like dish soap and going, we got to try something. Get out of my way. And she's like running past me and she's over there scrubbing with like a, I don't know, this. My dad had this long wire brush, and she's scrubbing, and she's like, it's not coming off.
Of course
oh
it's not
gosh.
Coming off. It's
Mrs.
tar.
Mrs. Preble. And then they're up there talking on the porch. I'm just sitting there mortified going, oh my gosh, I think I ruined everything. How dumb was that? But she comes walking back. She's like, I'm going to have your father call somebody that is a sandblaster because he works like with construction crews. We'll see if we can clean this. Kurt's mom was really cool. She was like, look, it'll probably get worn off with the cars driving here with snow this winter when they put salt on the...
Was there a Mr. Preble?
Oh, Mr. Preble was at work. And he...
Was he as calm as Mrs. Preble?
No, I don't think he ever, like, really talked to me after that.
Well, yeah, you were...
Hess kid.
You were that bad kid in the neighborhood.
But mom tried. She tried. She took the fall. Never do that again. Okay, yeah, it's great. Yeah, no, you can just call me. We'll call the people... I think they did have somebody go over there, some kind of sand worker, some kind of concrete worker.
Who paid for that, though?
My dad had connections. So I think they went over there and tried to scrub a little bit. Some of it came off, but, you know, some of the parts were really dark still.
This is why moms need a good Mother's Day. Look at some of the things that moms are dealing with when it comes to their kids. But your mom, bless her heart, she tried to bail you out.
She did. She tried. And then she had to go to work, and I'm like... I'm really sorry. You know how kids get, and she's like, don't do that again. Okay. And I kept saying, Are you going to tell Dad?
Dad needs to know, because Dad's got the hookup to get the thing fixed.
That's what she said. She's like, well, yeah, he's got to call Stevie or Tommy or whoever he's got in construction and knows him to go over there and maybe use some kind of scrubber on it. I think they did use some kind of tool, and they took like a half an hour and got a little bit thinner, but...
Can I ask you, though? I mean, I know we want to hear from all of you when a mom bail you out.
Yeah.
If you have a good story to share, we're open. We've got the lines here. We want to hear your stories and just remind everyone how awesome moms are. What has karma been, though? I know you moved out of your house now and you're renting for a year, but have you had karma yet? Has your karma hit? Has someone done something that you feel like, all right, this is my payback for what I did to the Preble's house all those years ago, making...
Yeah.
Tar marks with my bicycle in their driveway.
I mean, at the house we just sold, I mean, we had Laura next door before Mike, and Laura was a single woman with a dog, and my kids decided to throw mud balls at the side of her house when we had that thaw, like in spring, like March.
These Hess kids, man, they want to destroy everybody's house.
They had a couple sticks, and they were scooping it in the grass part where it was muddy and just flinging it, flinging it, flinging it. I looked out there. I thought they were throwing like rocks, and there were holes in the house. That's how many there were. I'm like, what did you do? Oh, it's mud. Well, then I had to go and turn the water on, make sure it wasn't frozen. I had to get the hose, which was kind of frozen, out of the garage and then hose that off. And then Laura, of course, pulls up and goes, what are you doing in my house? I'm like, dude, I got this, okay? And I was the one bailing the kids out. But boy, they got a good talking to.
And did Jess say, you're being too hard on them.
Remember what you did? When did mom bail you out? You got Elizabeth and Radar. Just talking about my mom bailing me out after driving through fresh tar with my bike and up and down Kurt Preble's driveway, making figure eights, because he wouldn't answer the door. Thought, I'll show him. Well, yeah, I showed myself. Showed myself to being grounded. My mother comes running down the street. I'm going to help you clean this. Okay. It's probably still there to this day. Although, I think it probably faded by now, but...
God bless your mom for doing that.
She tried with soap and water.
I was mentioning earlier that my mom was pretty tough. Like, if we messed up, we messed up, and we had to own it, and there wasn't much, like, covering for us. So mom didn't necessarily bail us out, but there is a story where my mom had my back during a time where I needed her to, and she's always showed up and been there for us when we've needed her. But this was for my wedding. It was my first wedding, and I had bought a wedding dress off of the rack at a local bridal store.
Okay.
Because the display dress fit me, it was a lot cheaper. I didn't have a lot of money. I was paying for most of this wedding. And so they took the dress, sent it to the dry cleaners. You go back to try it back on and we start doing alterations. Well, when I went back to put this dress on, this was 20 years ago. So it was more of like a ball dress, like a Cinderella dress. It had a tight fitted top, strapless, a lot of beading. And then it had the tulle and it was real flowy. Kind of like the tulle, like the...
Producer Will, what's the tulle? Look it up for me, please.
Tulle with a dress, like it's like cleared,
like a pliers.
Think like tissue paper, like netting. That's the type of fabric for the dress.
Okay.
So I put the dress on and I thought it looks a little different. Well, my mom got really close to me and realized that during the dry cleaning process, all of the beading in the bodice part, the top part.
Okay, now you're giving us more. Well, us people who don't know what
the top part, the
tulle
and
bodice,
the part that covers the top, your waist and your chest.
Is that where the tulle is?
No, the tulle is the bottom part.
That's the bottom part. Okay.
It had tarnished. All of it had tarnished.
Gone. So, but giving the money back.
We've already paid for this. My wedding is like 6 weeks away.
Oh.
I didn't have a very long engagement. And my mom is looking closely at this and she's looking at it and proving that it tarnished. Well, when they came in, the staff at the bridal store, my mom brought this up to them and they said, no, this is how the dress is. You don't want to mess with Mama
Next.
Bear. My mom.
That's how the dress is. Next.
My mom stood up and was like, are you kidding me?
Oh,
you need to look
boy.
Closely at this dress. Well,
look
back
out.
In the day with digital cameras, I had taken a camera with me the first time I tried the dress on and I had a picture of it. My mom grabs the camera, goes back to look at the picture, zooms in and says, you can't tell me. This is the exact same dress. I'm standing there silent.
I feel it. I feel Ellen's wrath right
so
here.
So the manager had to come in.
Oh.
My mom's standing there pointing her finger saying, my daughter's wedding is in 6 weeks. She trusted you to dry clean this dress. I mean, I'm like 24 years
You're
old
sitting
here.
You're sitting there going, handle it, mama. Yeah, you go.
So
you go, mommy.
You know what ended up happening? She threw a big enough fit about it.
Yeah.
And she was right to do
Good.
So.
Yeah.
She threw a big enough fit. I was able at that point to pick out any dress in the store and ended up getting
Any
a dress that I would have never been able to have afforded.
Really?
All because my mom like made a big deal out of this. But here's what I can tell you. I was like a mouse. I was just silently looking through dresses. I said, Mom, I think I can try this one on. We're going to try this one on and we're going to take this one. Okay, Mom. Okay.
Did she do one of those things like, let me see the price. Not that one. You want that one over there.
Yes.
Higher price. Let's go. Yeah, Mom.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Wisconsin, you're getting another IKEA. You got Elizabeth and Radar. It's what you need to know on the go. More meatballs coming your way.
Okay.
Oak Creek had the first. And now, the Madison area. The Prairie Town Center on Junction Road will be home to the state's second IKEA.
Yeah!
How about that?
Let's get the meatballs.
It should open this fall in the former Bed Bath & Beyond. So it's now going to be Bed Bath & Meatballs. It's now home to meatballs and more, probably, once IKEA opens up later on this fall. So there we go. We got an IKEA in southeast Wisconsin, Oak Creek, and now towards Madison. This is great. It's expanding a little bit in Wisconsin.
IKEA is so smart to offer that Swedish cafeteria and offer that food. Because if you're someone like me and you get a little hangry, the last thing you want to do is be walking around and shopping, trying to make decisions about furniture on an empty stomach. Now, when I took my husband to IKEA for the first time in Oak Creek, and not that long ago, I think it was during COVID. We were, like a lot of you, doing all these different home projects, and we needed to get some storage for the office. We wanted to get a cabinet, and he had never been there. And I told him, I said, you know how we feel about Costco on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, yeah.
So you need to mentally prepare yourself. It's going to be a lot.
Patience
is needed when you are there. So we walk in, and right away, he's like, wait, how do I get myself through here? I said, we've got to weave through the store.
It's like a maze.
But then he said, wait, what's that smell? I said, that is the Swedish meatballs.
Yes.
And I said to him, I said, why don't we get some of that first? And he's like, well, no, I'm not hungry. I said, no, why don't we go to the cafeteria first? We went in there, grabbed some food, had the Swedish meatballs, made for such a better, pleasant experience through IKEA. But the one thing that threw him off was when we picked out the item that we wanted, he's thinking we've got to put this thing on a cart. I said, no, we do this at the end. You don't get the item until the end. He thought it was kind of genius because then we could weave through all the different displays a lot easier. But then we got home and then he realized.
He ate too many meatballs?
No, we have to put all of it together.
Well, yeah. And but it's good stuff.
It's not hard to do.
No.
There's just a lot of pieces to put together. And so you know what I said at this point? It's dinner time. Let's order food. Let's get some food, and then we'll put everything together. So you need to be well-fed with IKEA and with all these projects is my advice to anyone that's not familiar with the store.
Should have went back to Oak Creek and then, you know, loaded up on some more meatballs. Or now you can go to Madison. There you go.
Right, in between. But think about, like, all the small living spaces that are out there in Madison, especially with it being a college town like that.
Big time.
There are so many different pieces of furniture they have that are even better for things like that. But, yes, IKEA is where it's at. You're going to have a great time, but get those meatballs.
You have a new text message. When you hit a certain age, your body does things you're not used to. Ladies, a mixer has a question about perimenopause. You got Elizabeth and Radar. Text roulette, 414-432-1099. See if we can help this mixer who sent this message in. Text roulette, dash. I'm in my mid-40s and a female. What are you ladies doing or what supplements are you taking to help with perimenopause? Specifically, minor hot flashes and lack of, quote-unquote, the drive. So 414-432-1099. I can tell you my wife went through that a while ago because she had to have some surgeries and she only had one ovary. And all of a sudden that one decided, okay, we're done here. And so she's been going through that. She does take, because of my sister-in-law, who said, you need to be on like some hormone supplements. I think she does take those. So it has helped her as she's hitting her 50s. And she's doing a little bit better. But boy, going through that at first, it was like, man, it got to the point where, all these years, I would be the one with the fan on me, the covers off, and she was like heavy blankets. We've switched in our lives as we hit our mid-50s.
Isn't that something, how that changes like, I'm the one going, hormones?
I'm so cold. And she's like, oh my God, turn the fan higher. No, I'm going to go, oh my gosh, I'm going to go put sweatpants on just to sleep. It's weird that we kind of rotated in our lives. But things have gotten much better for her. I can't remember what the name of the supplements she takes, but there's always that you can look into. You can look into some natural supplements as well. There's a lot of things out on the market, at least from what my wife has gone through.
So I got
Elizabeth. I
got lots to say.
You got
about
lots there, right?
I was someone that didn't go through perimenopause because of the BRCA2 gene mutation that I have. If you're new to the show, I know we've got a lot of new listeners, new mixers that are out in Madison. I went through all the preventative surgeries since I was so high risk for breast cancer and for ovarian cancer that I had the reconstructive surgery, the bilateral mastectomy, had the ovaries, fallopian tubes taken out, and boom, immediately put into menopause. So I didn't go through the perimenopause symptoms. A lot of my girlfriends are going through this right now. And for the mixer that's asking about supplements and things like that, I did have the hot flashes. The weight gain is the big thing. I think I've gained 16 pounds since going into menopause.
That's tough.
Through that. But because I have BRCA, I can't do the hormonal treatment. I can't do that because that could spike possibly cancer risks.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
So I'm not able to do anything. So supplements is where it's at. And that's what I've been doing. And it's personal for everybody. This is not medical advice. So if somebody else is in the medical field and wants to weigh in, 414-432-1099.
Right.
But I did talk with my doctor about what to do. And I do take my multivitamin every single day. I do take a calcium vitamin D supplement at lunch to make sure that I'm getting my calcium. But I also eat a little bit of calcium in the morning, like piece of string cheese or my yogurt, and then I always have calcium at dinner. It could be a glass of milk, Could again be a piece of string cheese. And then I take my supplement during the day because the best way to get calcium is through food that provides calcium. And it doesn't have to necessarily be dairy. It could be orange juice. You can get calcium in a lot of different foods. And I lift heavy weights. You want to make sure that you're doing that as well.
A little resistance going there, absolutely.
Right, right. But, you know, when they talk about the drive, something to do is that's really to talk to your OBGYN about. To find out, maybe you could do a little bit of blood work and find out where your body's at if you have any certain types of deficiencies. I know I take a magnesium supplement as well. I do that kind of for the brain fog. That is a very real thing. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday, and I was referencing another friend and could not remember her name. Like, that's where it's at with the brain fog. Where you're just like, I swear to you, I'm friends with this person, but I can't remember their name. I could picture them, but I can't remember their name. It's exhausting, but I know there's a lot of women that are doing different things with estrogen. Again, every woman's different and unique. Yeah, so right. It's best to talk to an expert, talk to a medical 100%. Professional.
And that's what my wife did. She talked to her doctor who's got her on those hormones. And he's like, okay, this is going to be safe. Because you're right. You can't just all of a sudden
start flooding.
Because
I am someone that can't, I can't go on the hormones. I can't do something like that because of the high risk.
Anna texted in and said, menopause stack by Thorn, the black cohosh will help with hot flashes. So you want to look into some of those. Some of them are natural, nature's truth, black cohosh, 100 capsules. That's like $13 online. But
the Her brand is another brand that a lot of women are also using as well. And the other thing I would say is it's hard. It's hard to go through a change like this. And the part of I think that's hard is that so many of us women just feel like it's out of our control. You know, for so many years, especially, you know, someone like myself that could manage my weight and could manage it through eating well and workouts. But now I look at my body and I don't even recognize it at times. I've had to completely buy all new clothes because the sizes have changed that much. But I have to remember that this body has been through so much.
Yes.
And this is natural. And you've got to have some grace and you have to have some patience. And it's important to talk to those medical professionals that can do all of the real nitty-gritty details of testing to look at different levels and things to see what's best for you and your body. But go easy on yourself. I know sometimes I'll do some self-talk that isn't healthy, it isn't good when I feel like clothes aren't fitting the way they used to. And I have to remember, like, you have this one body that is strong. I did all this so that I wouldn't have cancer. So I don't regret any of that. But it's an adjustment. And there are just some days you got to give yourself a little bit of self-love and recognize 100%. That you're going through a lot that is natural.
And your partner needs to understand that, especially guys.
For sure.
Guys, you really need to understand this situation. You don't have to deal with, well, you know, starting sometimes as young as 10 or in the teens, you're going to have that monthly visitor. Okay, you've got to try and deal with that, ladies. Have to do that. All right, I'm talking to the guys here. And then as you get older, you know, things start to change. And now you have to go through that situation. So it's great to have a partner who can support you, understand. You don't have to fix everything. Some of us guys like to fix things. Well, just do this. Let's just, you know, listen.
Have patience and know that these hormones can cause our emotions to be all over the place at times as well. And more of you are texting in right now, which we appreciate. Here's one that says, Elizabeth, I've been gaining weight too. Never been this size. I started taking a natural water pill and it's helped a lot. Interesting.
Okay.
And then here's a lot of people talking about estrogen patches.
Yep.
Again, there are a lot of options. I think you need to think about what's best for you. If you want to go natural, you want to do something with the hormonal treatment.
Even with natural supplements, though, even my doctor has told me, as you know, I'm dealing with the cholesterol situation and high blood pressure in my family, and I'm trying to do these natural things. He's like, come to me first. We'll make sure I'll take a look at things and go, basically, you're just taking this to take it. But here, this is a little bit better. This will work for you. Talk to your doctor right away about this situation.
I totally want to mention, too, the adrenal cocktail that I drink every morning.
What is this all about?
How have I even forgotten about this?
I don't know, but what
is
it? Let us know.
Listen up to this. So a dietitian told me about this, and then I run everything past my doctors, and by doctors, also the medical team at UW Health. Where I donated my kidney. I run everything by those dietitians as well because I have the one kidney. So I always want to be aware of that. The adrenal cocktail. It helps manage your adrenals and cortisol, which leads to stress, which can lead to weight gain.
You had me a cocktail.
Okay. So there's no alcohol in this.
Oh.
It's orange juice, a quarter cup of orange juice, a quarter cup of coconut water, and you sprinkle in a little bit of salt.
OJ coconut water.
I use real salt. That's the brand.
Vodka? Did I hear that?
No. And you mix that up and you drink that in the morning. And then if you ever feel like you're having a crash, like where lunchtime is where it happens to me, where I'm just starving and I'm so hungry, I will drink that again before I eat any kind of food. Now, when I have this adrenal cocktail in the morning, I also take that before I have any kind of food. So throwing that out there as someone that only experienced a little bit of the hot flashes.
Okay.
The adrenal cocktail.
Yeah, okay.
Orange juice, coconut water, a little bit of salt. Look it up. It's a real thing online. Again, not a medical professional, but it has helped keep some of that at bay. It's natural. It's good for you. Might be something that'll help.
Penny, thanks so much for helping out this mixer who texted in. She needs a little bit of help with perimenopause, hot flashes, and lack of the drive. She's in her mid-40s. What kind of advice do you have?
I would say check with your OBGYN. What would be good for you? Get your blood works done, because that's what I've had to do. I went through menopause at a very young age, and then they had to take me off of those medical patches and stuff for at least 2 years, threw me back into perimenopause and now back into full menopause. It's not easy. You have to basically take it in stride, put a smile on your face, and say, hey, hon, you know, I'm sorry. Aunt Flo is here.
Wow.
We'll just have to try again another day.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And my husband is very understanding. He's very consider it, because he knows what I've been going through.
That's what I was saying before. Like, dude, you really have to be a supportive person here and not try and fix this. Like, just do this and now we're back to being 25 again, right?
Right. I mean, we can't help it.
Well, that's the thing. Men go through menopause and men don't realize it when their testosterone drops.
Mm-hmm. I realize it.
Understand that.
But also with men, their hormones reset every day.
Yeah,
how
that's
about
true,
that?
Though. That's true. Give us a little bit of time and we're good to go. Right, right. So I can't complain about anything.
My husband had to do that. He had to go get a checkup and figure out why this. And he's like, you're in a different type of menopause than a woman. Your testosterone drops, your progesterone. Men have the same hormones as women do. So we have to understand each other when things like that happens and you don't have the drive, or you do and then your partner doesn't, or it's the wrong time because, you know, your visitor decided, hey, I'm going to come 2 weeks early, or hey, I'm just going to stay here for a month.
Oh my gosh, right? The things that go on with our bodies. Well, and that's amazing. You have a patient, understanding partner, because that is so, so important.
Super.
You know, for both people, like you said, to be patient with him, for him to be patient with you. So where are things at now for you? Do you feel like, I mean, is it a little more regulated for you after talking with your doctor?
Well, he put me back on hormone replacement therapy and progesterone because they were like all over the map. Now I'm completely in menopause, but I have to stay on the hormone treatments plus the natural supplements because I have MS.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, you've got a lot
you're
trying to juggle.
You've got a lot that's happening, but having that relationship with your doctors is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the MS, it threw me back into menopause. It took me out and put me back. And I'm going, are you kidding me?
Right. I just went through this. Okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, my gosh, Penny.
We get everything thrown at us, but you can handle it, Penny, because life doesn't give you more than you can handle. Come on now.
Well,
you got this.
And you sound so strong through all of it.
You
and
do.
To call in and try to help out someone else.
I just laugh about it because it's like, okay, what are you going to do today, body? Are you going to be here
right?
present?
Right?
Is my brain going to focus today, or is it I'm only going to be able to focus on one task or
Preach.
Multitask?
Exactly. And that's also why I think managing stress is really important, because our bodies
Huge.
Are going through so much that can add to the stress. I want to mention here a hot flash tip that we received through the Siding Unlimited text line. It says, hot flash tip, menopause member here. Their text says, I learned hot flashes are primarily caused by caffeine. Alcohol is part of that too. I don't drink soda, coffee, or cappuccino, but I'd still get an occasional hot flash. Then I remembered that chocolate also can contain caffeine. I kicked that from my diet too, and now my hot flashes are 100% gone. I share this info with every woman I know, because us ladies deserve to feel amazing as we continue to age.
You too.
Well, that's the thing. I have to drink caffeine because it keeps away my headaches. from the MS.
And everyone's so different.
Right, exactly. You like one thing cures this, but then it does that.
But conversations that are important to have, important to share everything that you're saying, because it is true that everyone's different, which is why you need a good medical team. People like to say it takes a village to raise a child. No, it takes a village to be a human being. Everyone needs their village and needs their support.
Yes.
And Penny, we are here for you, Penny.
You had the great advice right away when we first picked you up, and you said, talk to your doctor right away.
Thank you so much for calling in, Penny. We appreciate the call this morning. Also want to mention that we have a woman that messaged here that says that she's been in menopause since she was 24 and swears by hot yoga to help with the hot flashes. She says makes it easier for them to handle. I want to mention, so I do hot yoga at Hot Works, and that has helped with my lymphatic system and like draining out the toxins. Yeah. Might be something else that could help out another woman. Here's a woman that says that she gets a tri-immune shot monthly to help with vitamins, and that helps as well, and it helps with the libido. So great suggestions. It's going to be different for everyone. We're going to send this back to the mixer, and maybe this helped out another woman that's listening or watching on the live stream as well, as we get through these life changes together. Have you ever gone through old boxes and found some items from your past that you want to enjoy now? It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's the mix. And after the septic... Or no, the sump pump. Wrong basement issue.
I mean, it's still like underground.
After the sump pump stopped working with the bad weather we had and the basement flooded, I had to go through a bunch of old boxes. And yes, shame on me. I had some memory boxes still in cardboard. So there were a couple of grade school yearbooks that didn't survive. Most of it did, though, because I was able to get things out pretty quickly. But I came across my box of old CDs.
Yeah?
Old CDs. I mean, I love music. I'm sure a lot of you remember getting your first CD. And I want to listen to all of these CDs.
Why?
Front to back, start to finish, before I get rid of them.
Why?
And I have now been online looking for a CD player. And you wouldn't believe, to try to find just a cheap CD player, everything that I see online is like $50. Here's one for $32. I'm thinking this should be like $10 to buy a CD player. Here's why, Radar. I want to go back in time and remember listening to some of these albums start to finish.
Like what?
And then my hope is...
What are you looking to listen to?
Literally, on Spotify, I am struggling to find the full Twilight albums. You know, remember Twilight?
Are you
kidding
me?
Twilight was all the rage?
You can't find
that? I loved listening to those Twilight albums, and like the whole album for Eclipse and New Moon, all of it. I could not find those all online.
Really?
Well, I came across the Twilight CDs. So what I want to do is take each of these songs, pick out my favorites, and then make a full Twilight playlist on my Spotify account. But also just... I had a friend of mine, Michael, that would make Christmas albums every year. Him and his wife would send out Christmas CDs. I have 11 years of these CDs that I want to make sure that I can get every single song somehow found on Spotify to make a brand new Christmas playlist. This is what I want to do with my time. And I'm like, I want to just old school, headphones on, listen to the CDs. Because there's actually a song by Rob Pattinson on the first Twilight CD that you cannot find on Spotify. You can't find it anywhere. And I want to listen to it again, but I'm trying to find a CD player.
But all you're going to get is that, you're going to get like that.
The CD's going to skip?
It's going to skip.
Because it's old and it's been scratched up from being in my car and going. Remember that plastic sleeve that we would have of all of our different CDs? And how cool when you can get a five-disc CD changer?
Right, but then you also had that like... the suitcase looking thing, the little zipper thing where you can slip all your CDs in your car. Just get rid of it. I did the same thing.
What do I do with these CDs? What do I do with these old CDs? Did you take them somewhere and get money?
Okay, you could go to Half Price Books, but you might not make as much. But you need to go to like an old record store that will.
And they might take some of these old.
They will take it. Yeah,
I have an autographed Harry Connick Jr. holiday album.
What?
Well, yes. When I was working at First Stage Children's Theater, and he was doing the Happy Elf, First Stage was the first show to debut it. And I was doing PR for them at the time. And we did a whole sit down interview with him. And he had signed CDs. And I came across that. And I thought, well, I don't know if I want to get rid of that, but where am I going to put that CD?
When my heart finds Christmas, I hope it
finds you. Do you think that one's going to be worth a little bit of money?
I'll buy it from you.
Really?
I really like that. It's a great album.
For how much? And do you have a CD player?
No. You want to buy the CD player? I'll buy your CD.
We'll do a swap.
We'll definitely do
that. Let me listen to the album. Wait. If I give you the CD and you give me the CD player, how are you going to listen to
it? We're going to hang out together and do it. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas in May.
That's right. There you go. Hi, it's The Mix. Your caller number 9. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gina.
What's up, Gina? Okay, this is your chance to win Olivia Rodrigo tickets to see her in Chicago, but it's the Olivia Rodrigo Rewind. You've got to name what song this is by Olivia.
What song is that? Come on, girl.
Deja Vu.
Let's see if you're right.
You won the tickets to see Olivia Rodrigo at the United Center in Chicago.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I have a coworker who has a 13-year-old daughter that wants to go so bad, and I'm doing this for her.
Oh my gosh, so wait, are you giving both tickets to the coworker?
I'm going to give them both tickets because I want them to go together. The daughter said that she would go with me, but I'm going to let mom decide if she wants to go with her instead.
Oh, my gosh. Great. Congratulations. What a great coworker you are. You're going to be there October 11th with The Mix.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.